Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and it's cold. I don't care what anybody says. It's chilly and... And I'm straight here from the doctor. So if I sound heavily medicated or not nearly medicated enough, there you go. Where do you want to start? Oh, my gosh, where do you want to start? There's just so much. I remind you that my buddy Congressman Rob Whitman's going to be here at 435, does a brilliant job of representing the 1st Congressional District in our beloved Commonwealth. I love Rob. I really do. I'm going to be loving my brand-new Congressman, John McGuire, after Election Day. I mean, you'll be able to watch. It's not going to be anything bad. I'm just going to give him a big hug because I love the guy. And it'll be great to have him representing the 5th Congressional District of our beloved Commonwealth. That reminds me, Germ. I mean, I'm doing work right here in front of everybody without a net or anything. But we ought to get John on. We haven't had John McGuire on in a while. I am reading a story that 100 members of the British Parliament are now campaigning in America in battleground states for Kamala Harris. Don't you people have enough problems back there in old England? You got 5 years coming with this Sir Keir Starmer dude whose entire message seems to be just giving everybody free stuff. That whole freaking island over there is just going to tip over. There's going to be nothing left. Good time to go in and conquer stuff. Didn't they have conquerors? Where was there? At one point they did. I think somebody conquered them. And the good news from the Middle East. Now, this one. Here's where I'm torn. Let me just share this with you. I like to think I'm a relatively good person. And I'm the one who puts the word relatively in front of good. I'm not here to tell you I'm a really, really good guy. I'm a guy who tries to do good stuff. Right? Flawed human being like everybody else, including those people, the narcissists, who are not really aware of the fact that they are flawed, and in some cases, really flawed individuals. I'm just a guy trying to do good stuff. Every once in a while, it works. Every once in a while, it's like, hey, look, I did something good. But I'll never tell you that I am a good guy. I'm just not. I'm just a guy. And I know I'm a guy. Jerm, what's the we got something there, I know, that explains guy and gal, right?
Boys have a penis. Girls have a vagina.
Exactly. That's exactly correct. And I remind my... I took a shower. I reminded myself of that. Yes, that's why I'm a guy, and occasionally I'm good. Okay, fair enough. But I'm looking at the situation in the Middle East. Israel has eliminated... Sinwar? Was it Yahya Sinwar or Wawa Sinwar? Who gives a crap? He's dead. Dead as a freaking doornail. And I know there's that part of me that wants to say, oh, this is great. I'm kvelling, as we would say in Yiddish. Happy, thrilled, excited. And then there's a part of me going, oh, come on, Jeff. You can't really, can you really celebrate the death of someone? And I pondered that for a couple of moments. I pondered that while I was, I unplugged the whole radio station for what, like 30 seconds, Jerm? Well, my radio station. And anyway, so I was pondering that, and I thought, well, yeah, yes, I can. And I am celebrating that Mr. Sinwar, as we speak right now, is burning in hell. That's awful. No, I don't think it is. I will consult with my rabbi and your rabbi and a minister and a priest and anybody else you want to bring into the conversation. But I think I am allowed to celebrate that. Maybe that is another strike against me being a good guy. But I think I am allowed to celebrate that this despicable murderer slaughtered 1,300 innocent people in Israel. Why? Because they were Jews. And in fact, some of them weren't Jews. But he didn't care. They were in Israel. That was enough for him. And now he's, you know, he's getting used to having, like singed eyebrows or something, I guess. I don't know. You know, it's weird because, like, Jews don't believe in hell in the same way that the Christian community believes in hell for the most part. And in this case, I'm totally on board with the whole idea of the Christian version of hell, with fire and screaming and pain and all. Seriously, he deserves it. He absolutely deserves it. But I digress. I'll take some of the confetti away. Yeah, 100 socialist members of Britain's House of Commons are now campaigning for Kamala Harris in swing states. First of all, isn't that illegal? You know, I'm not a lawyer. And it involves Brits, and I'm not a solicitor, nor am I a barrister. You know, oh, God, we should reach out to Joe Moreno. He's all of the above. The smartest lawyer on God's green earth, my buddy, former federal prosecutor. Joe Moreno, yeah, seriously, he's not just a lawyer here in the United States. He is a solicitor and a barrister in the United Kingdom. Oh, he would know. Except it would be our laws, right? They don't have any laws. I'm sure they're happy to let their people go putzing around and stuff around the world, but it's us. I don't want them putzing around here. We got enough putzes involved in the putzing around process. I don't need them here. I really don't. But I think there's something illegal about it. I'll look into it as best I can and try and figure out if there's something illegal about that. And does it matter? Last night, we had our politics and pints. And you know what's weird? We still can't figure out whether it was the 9th one or the 8th one. So the next one will either be the 9th one or the 10th one. But I'm backstage, and I'm in the green room, so let me just paint the picture. Kilmeade gets off a plane, right? So he's coming right to the event. Everybody forgets that there's actual traffic on 95. And I don't know that he spent enough time in Hopewell to know about 295. I don't know. He's got a GPS like everybody else. So he comes in. He's not wearing a tie, so immediately I start, you know, breaking his agates about where's your tie. It's like a grown-up event, dude. And he comes over and he hugs me, and it was very nice. And we shared a few, you know, quiet moments together. And then we're just sort of chatting and talking about stuff. He says, "Oh, we got to pull up like the feed at 6 o'clock for Bret Baier with Kamala Harris." Oh yeah, totally forgot about that. I had totally forgotten about it. Why? Well, because I was driving down to the historic Beacon Theater in Hopewell. I got the music cranked. Ordinarily, in the car, I'm listening to speaking, right? I love my podcasts. I really do. I absolutely, positively love them. And I've got a very odd podcast selection process and an odd list of favorites on my podcast list, what I'm listening to. I listen to a lot of crime stuff, the true crime stuff. And every time I'm listening to him, you know, I'm thinking to myself, you know, my buddy John Perget does a much better job of reporting stuff like that. And then I go back to listening to it. But anyway, so I'm listening to it. And ordinarily it would be that or maybe some other sort of true crime like scandal thing. I never listen to political podcasts. Isn't that weird? None. And I think part of it is that this is my job. You know what I mean? This is what I do for a living. Well, it's part of what I do for a living. It pays some of the bills. So I don't listen to that. I want to get away from that. And last night, heading to the Beacon Theater, I want to get amped up a little bit. And I don't want to get amped up on, oh, there's a serial killer loose and blah, blah, blah. So I'm listening to music. And the other thing in my podcast list, theology stuff. Isn't that bizarre? I'm listening to true crime, serial killers, killing serial. I mean, if you can imagine it, I'm listening to it. Anybody who would look at my phone and go, oh, this guy needs help. And he might be a suspect in something somewhere. Who knows? But I'm listening to those normally. And I'm listening to all sorts of theology things. And a lot of classes. I do a lot of pre-recorded classes, as you know, because I'm not nearly as smart or educated as I need to be. That'll never end. I think the moment you stop doing that, then you've kind of lost. I think you've always got to invest in yourself. I really do believe that. And you've got to have enough confidence in yourself to invest in yourself. If you're stuck in the, if I lose this job, I'm never going to eat again. Well, okay, then You're kind of a slave that way. It's just what it is. But anywho, so I'm listening to some music. I got it cranked, and I'm excited, and we had a great crowd. I think at 720, 725, whatever it was sold out. Absolutely sold out. And I thought it was a pretty good production. I did. I thought it was okay. I think we all had a good time. And it was very nice because there's so many great people there. I'm always so happy when I look at the list of sponsors. I'm looking at. I always look at the list of sponsors, the presenting sponsors at Politics and Pints, and I'm always so happy to say that the vast majority of them are mine. I think one or two are not, and that's about it. But I mean, they're good people too, but obviously the people that are part of this program are far better, and I'm always happy about that. So we had a great crowd. We really did. And if you missed it, oh, I don't want you to get involved in the whole FOMA thing, right? FOMA, fear of missing. Oh, FOMO. I don't know what FOMA is. I think that's a dessert topping. FOMO, fear of missing out. But you really should have a fear of missing out because I'm telling you, you're missing a lot and you don't want to miss it. The next time we do this, you should be there. But we got so much that that we did, and I've got so much I'm going to cover today. And yet, my point was that in the back, about, I don't know, 5:30 or so, when Kilmeade came tripping in, we were just standing there talking about all of this. And we're going back and forth, and, you know, like, we're putting on our game faces, right? First we started, we're talking about hockey, the important stuff. Then we turned to this and put our game faces on, and we were all ready to go. And he's pulling up stats and all sorts of information. Well, look, I was looking at this thing, I was looking at that read, blah, 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 blah. And the bottom line is, Yeah. I'm just getting a very important email message. That's okay. So we're looking at all these numbers coming in. And, you know, it's all swing states, right? They're like 6-7 states going to decide everything for all of us. And Donald Trump is really doing well. And Kamala Harris was going to sit down with Brett Baer. You know, Brett Baer had this reputation amongst conservatives. Oh, he's a never-Trumper. He hates Trump. He hates Trump. There's going to be a softball, blah, blah, blah. Well, you can say whatever you want, man. I thought he did a great job. I really do. I thought he did a great job. And he didn't have to do much because she was in a... She was in a mode. Her people obviously had said, look, we're showing up late. We may have to leave early. You've only got to fill like 12, 13 minutes. I'm here to tell you, I can do 13 minutes on a sandwich and not miss a beat. She can't do 13 seconds on herself and get it right. And I don't know if she thought that she was going to have one of those viral moments because she clearly had memorized stuff. That's what she does. She memorizes stuff. She's good at memorizing. She should be, you know, some second-rate science fiction actress or actor or production person or whatever. That's what she should do. She'd be great at it, I think. She could play a Klingon. She'd get away with that. But she blew it. She was looking for the viral moment. She blew it. And Brett Baer, God bless him, I thought he did a great job. So there you go. All right. Congressman Rob Whitman, 435. Our buddy Brian Maloney. It's never phony with Brian Maloney, that's for sure. Brian is an astute observer of this. I want to get his sense of the Kamala Harris fiasco last night. And yes, because I do need a chuckle today, I will share some of her comments from last night right here. It's going to be great. 316, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. For Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Taking a look at some of the great texts already coming in on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. One of those says, Jeff, did you really unplug something and take your whole radio operation there off the air? I did. Now, you didn't know that. I just disconnected myself because I knocked a power plug out and didn't know that. Yeah, it happens, right? Do you know... There's an old radio story. You need to be aware of this. There was a guy in New York City. The guy's name was Herb Oscar Anderson, right? He was known as the Morning...
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mayor. He was the most listened to morning radio guy in New York, legendary WABC. And WABC is this gigantic, it's always been a gigantic radio station. And in fact, the guy that owns it now, John Katsimatidis, he's a greengrocer. Seriously, that was his business. Had a whole slew of grocery stores throughout New York, made himself a lot of money. He's a self-made billionaire, immigrant to the country, the whole deal. Anyway, so he bought the radio station. He's doing really well. But I mention that because in the morning, the highest paid radio guy on the most important radio station anywhere in America had an electric razor. And he used to plug it in. And for about, I don't know, I think it was about a week or 2 weeks, every morning at, I don't know, 8, 8:15, whatever it was, the entire radio, all of WABC would go off the air for like 4 or 5 minutes. And the engineers are scrambling and they're sure something's going on. It's a military invasion. It was him. He unplugged something, plugged his electric razor in, knocked the whole Megillah off the air. And so I think to this day, if you go into the WABC facilities up there in New York, you'll see on a wall near the outlets, don't unplug anything. It's very, very, very important stuff. It really is. All right. Now, listen, we've got a lot of really fantastic stuff that we're going to be dealing with as we head through the afternoon. And I'm not going to give you all of the Bret Baier, Kamala Harris stuff. I'm sure you've heard it throughout the day and it's out there. But there are one or two that I do want to focus on. I want you to have an especially meaningful relationship with just a couple of things that were said. Our pal Brian Maloney is going to join us at 3:35. You know Brian's going to have a lot to say about that little interaction last night. Congressman Rob Whitman will be here at 4:35. 3:28, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. The mortgage rates are going up. Only Kamala Harris and Joe Biden could figure out a way to cut the interest rates via the Fed and have mortgage rates increase. I'm telling you, we have never, ever seen anything like this. Now, God willing, in 19 days, our long national nightmare will be coming to an end. Don't forget, though, after Kamala Harris loses... Dear God, please let Kamala Harris lose. And it's got to be a big enough margin that Donald Trump wins that our friends on the other side can't engage in their usual shenanigans. But having said all of that, let's just say she loses. We're all happy. We're just sort of thinking, okay, well, we got to get through the next couple of months, right? It's going to be November the 5th. We just have to make it through January the 20th when Donald Trump and his stuff move back into the Oval Office. That's all we have to do. That's all we have to do is make it that far. But you got to remember something. We have to make it that far. So let's just say, for the sake of argument, Kamala Harris loses. Now, I know what you're saying, Jeff. Don't you want to say that Donald Trump wins? Well, I do, but there's that part of me. I'm a guy who's trying to do good things, but it doesn't mean I'm a good guy. So I just feel better reminding everybody that Kamala Harris loses. It's a little bit like talking about Hillary Clinton when you say, oh, yeah, she's not president, is she? No, she's not. I just wanted to hear you say that. So I'm saying she loses. But then the hard work begins for Joe Biden. It does. He's got to get the pardon together for his moron son, Fredo. He's got to figure out whether any of the other unindicted members of La Cosa, La Nosa Jostra, La Cosa Nostra are going to be needing any sort of pardons. It's not going to be easy for him. Plus, he's got to work in a nap and a visit to a beach. Only they could cut the rates via the Fed and have mortgage rates go up. Absolute bat crap craziness. I want to remind you that Congressman Rob Whitman's going to be with us at 4:35. Love Rob. He does a great job. He really does. So I'm looking forward to chatting with him. All right, Brian Maloney has joined us. You know, Brian's been joining us on each and every Friday Eve leading up to the election. Doing a great job observing things. Number one, Brian, I appreciate you being here. Number two, just how much popcorn did you consume last night watching Kamala Harris? That's what I want to know.
That and to your point about the rates going higher when the Fed cut rates, it's the bond market saying, we don't believe you people. We see inflation is still running rampant out there. We don't believe your fake government numbers. And that's what's going on there. So rates go higher. The markets speak and the government is behind the curve. And they're trying to push things the other way. And by the way, they made that 50 basis point cut to help Harris. And it didn't help. It backfired. So that's the good news, Jeff.
That is good news. Of course, with 19 days left to go, there's still plenty of room for all sorts of hijinks and shenanigans, right? There's bad stuff that they can still pull out of their hat.
And they will. Yeah. And I think that's what everyone's dreading. We know it will be a roller coaster ride between now and then. And the thing I'm cautioning everybody on right now, because, you know, last night was a really good feeling, because we can get to in a second, because obviously she blew it last night. But the bottom line here is, you know, and I dig through these polls, give me migraines, but consistently, and even in Virginia and a number of states, almost every state, there's 5 to 7 to 8% of the electorate is still up for grabs. Yeah. They are still undecided, sometimes 10%. And you have to ask yourself, you know, who are these people that haven't made up their minds by now? But they're out there, and they're more common than you think, and they can swing things one way or another. So if you think any of this is over yet, it's not. And you just say, well, there's early voting, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, is an election day just a formality? Nope. Nope. We will be fighting this till the last second on election night.
So here's what I got to ask you, and I want to remind everybody, Brian Maloney, the media equalizer, is joining us. I've been a fan of Brian's work for, I don't know, 20 years or thereabouts. You dive into all this stuff. And you're doing the proverbial cross tabs, right? That explains to you why somebody is or is not where they are or where they're not. So you're talking about 7% of the population is still, at this point, undecided. I'm thinking, well, those are people that are crazy, or they don't read, or they don't live on planet Earth. What are the real reasons that they are not sure yet which way they're voting?
Well, I think for one thing, some of these people are in new groups that, you know, are just starting to kind of move over toward Trump and Republicans, you know, in recent years, like some Hispanics. Okay. But also just so there are always a lot of moderates, you know, and you think, well, isn't this very, very clear? Well, a lot of, you know, not a lot of people, but some people don't have especially firm views. They don't follow politics that closely. It's hard to completely get into their minds, but they're voting for their own needs. They're voting for their own self-interest, which they should do. That's what everyone should do when they vote. Right. Vote for, you know, the right. That's how this works.
That's right.
Will you be able to afford food after the election? That's how you go in and vote, you know? Will you be, you know, these are obvious things. So there's some of that. And, you know, don't forget, the rest of us kind of forget this, because most of us tune out these horrible dinosaur media networks now, these TV networks. Yep. You know, we're not watching the NBC Nightly News anymore, right? But some of these people still are, and they are hearing the propaganda every day. So that's how some of these people end up on the fence.
Oh, my gosh. Well, the play last night, Brian, was that Kamala Harris knows, and her team knows, hey, there are plenty of people who, if you just describe the Donald Trump policies, would say, oh, yeah, I'm on board, but throw his name into the mix, and now they're like, I don't know, you know, mean orange guy with the bad tweets. So this was her chance to go, and somehow get them. She was not playing to me. She wasn't playing to you. She wasn't even playing to her own base. She was playing to those undecideds who would love to vote for the policies, but they're not sure about the person. Did she come anywhere close to getting them last night?
No, it completely backfired. And what she should have done is really along the lines of what you said, extend an olive branch to the other side and say, hey, you know, I know there's some people that I know most of you watching right now are not my biggest fans or whatever, but I will be present for all people and all of America, and I will work to help everybody. And, you know, once elected, we're not going to be worrying about partisanship. We're going to be worrying about moving the country forward. She could have had a chance to do that and come across as likable, come across as confident. Instead, she came across as defensive, argumentative, insecure, just in over her head, which has been the theme this entire time. The woman is in over her head. Yep. And there's, I don't think, you know, you've worked in campaigns, I've worked in campaigns. I mean, the bottom line is you could be the best campaign advisors on the planet, but if you have a fundamentally bad candidate, you cannot fix that. You cannot fix that. And what they teach you, you know, is just move on to a different campaign. But they would have jettisoned her last night. I'm telling you, Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, they would have dumped her last night if it weren't so late.
Well, how late is it? 19 days left. Could we have yet another?
Are you really saying we'd dump her? Okay, maybe. I mean, if you're desperate enough, if, you know, but they are desperate enough, because if you look at it right now, I mean, what changes? And, you know, okay, you can have your October surprise bombshells or whatever, but the problem is people are still sitting there scratching their heads over what she believes and what she would do. And any kind of concrete, specific policy. Now, you and I know she's a Marxist and she's hiding that. But I'm saying, you know, the voter out there scratching their heads, like, well, what will she do? And they're not getting that because she can't articulate it or won't.
Well, thank God, Brian, she has such strong support and a competent running mate in Tim Walz. I mean, he'll pick up the end of it, and it all... Well, we have another 19 days to deal with it. Brian, I want everybody to be following what my dear friend, the media equalizer, is doing. You remind everybody, please, how they do that.
Sure. Yes, it is facebook.com/media equalizer, one word, media equalizer, facebook.com. You just go straight to our page, and we'd love to have you there.
I love it. Thank you, my friend. That is Brian Maloney. It is 3:45. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:52, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and it's chilly. I don't know how to tell you that. It's chilly. Our buddy Congressman Rob Whitman's going to be along at 4:35. Looking forward to that. We got a lot of good stuff coming up next week, and I'm not sure if I'm allowed to reveal all of it, but just stay close. That's all I can tell you. Stay very, very, very close. 804, checking in on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, hashtag 1776, all these Brits coming over to campaign for Kamala Harris. We kicked their ass before. We can do it again. Well, that's true. That's true. But it's, you know, it's, is it really going to be rewarding to kick the rear end of the once British Empire? There's no empire left. But what's happening is all these socialist office holders are coming over to campaign for Kamala Harris. Maybe they think her nonsense makes more sense if it's said with an accent. Maybe that's what it is. 804, Jeff, kudos to Brett Baer from Fox News for exposing Kamala Harris's true colors, dirty like muddy water. Yeah, I Kamala Harris's problem is that she can't tell you what she actually believes. And part of it is because she's a hardcore socialist and she wants nothing but government control. Now, sometimes she breaks character and says that to people, you know, in different settings. It's a little bit like playing a villain in a movie or a TV show, right? Or you know, look, I used to work in pro wrestling. I loved being the heel. Ah, the bad guy? Way better lines. Lots of fun stuff. So maybe that's it. 757, Jeff, I have to agree with you about that Sinwar character. There is one thing, however, you need to know about hell. There are no unbelievers there. Yeah, I would imagine that Yahya Sinwar is right about now reevaluating some of his prior positions. John from New Kent is checking in on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line. Jeff, Brett Baer should have asked Harris, why is Biden not on the ballot? When she said Biden was not on the ballot, that would have been a great question. When she said, well, you know, Joe Biden's not on the ballot, that would have been a great question. Well, why isn't he on the ballot? I had to explain that last night. There was somebody, and I forget the gentleman's name, and I apologize, but he said to Howard Gutman, oh, well, explain to me why Kamala Harris is no, or I mean, why Joe Biden is no longer the candidate, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, Howard went off on one of his crazy, goofy, tangent sort of things. Yeah. Anyway, the question with that was answered by yours truly. I said, hey, you want an answer like a six-year-old? That's what the guy said. Yeah, explain it to me like a six-year-old. I said, well, here, spell this out. C-O-U-P. Coup. That's what happened. That's what happened. They realized that Biden was going to lose by a mile. They were desperate. They pitched him right over the edge of the cliff. And they brought his not-ready-for-primetime vice president to the top of the ticket. How's that working out for you? I think it's working out great. But don't get overconfident. Don't get overconfident. That's all I have to say. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., my buddy John Reed is going to be here. Please be confident in tuning in to John Reed. You'll be, no, you'll like John. He's a good guy. 356, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.